Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks so much for being back on the podcast today. Our hope is that these 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday would provide a cup of encouragement for you. If you find these helpful, would you please consider sharing them with the people in your life and encourage them as well? On Tuesday's episode, I mentioned a brand new resource that we've been beta testing for the month of January, and it's called the Weekday Meditation. It's built out of this idea of what would happen if we anchored our days in gratitude, that we'd take some intentional time to refocus and reshape, and they have been hugely helpful for hundreds of folks this month. And so it now is a standalone opportunity for you to jump in. You can do that by going to weekdaymeditation.com. Or my encouragement would be to, in your podcast app that you're using to listen to this, would you search in there and subscribe to it? I listen to tons of different podcasts, and the way that I listen to them is by subscribing to them. The benefit is by subscribing, they just show up on your device ready to go. So when you jump in the car, when you're on the treadmill, or wherever you're at doing laundry, in my case, you've got them right at your fingertips. A little bit of encouragement, a little way to invest in yourself and to feed your soul. Well, as we dive into today's episode, I'm reminded that today is the last day of the month. We're already 1 month into 2019, and so the question I've been asking myself, and the question I would push into your court as well, is how are you doing so far this year? More specifically, how are you doing when it comes to your relationship with God this year? How's it going, really? What we found during the Fresh Start series is that so many of us are wired to think when a new year comes around that there's some things we want to get together. There's some things that we want to improve. And one of those is often our spiritual relationship with our Heavenly Father. So my question is, how are you doing really? As we launch into February, there are a lot of different ways that we could respond to God as we go into the rest of the year. In scripture, whenever people would pray, God would respond. And when God would respond, he would prompt them to move and to do something in response to his leading. Well, today, I want to encourage you, as you start into February, to predetermine what your response to God is going to be. I really believe God's going to speak to you this month. In fact, starting this Sunday, we have a new teaching series called Flip at our church, where we take our stress and we turn it into a strength. And I believe God could use it in your life. And so I want you to predetermine what your response is going to be. In scripture, you see that not everybody responds the same way. Let me give you a few examples of this. Jonah is a great example of this. His response when God says, I want you to go to Nineveh, I want you to preach against it because of the wickedness that I'm seeing there. Jonah's response is, I'm not going to do it. In fact, his response was, I'm going to run from God. Some of us have been there. Some of us have, that's been our response. When God prompted us to do something, we just didn't want to do it. That's a version of a response. Another response we see in scripture is from somebody like Moses. I've been reading through Exodus in my time with the Lord each day, and you see this all throughout the book of Exodus, where God says to Moses, I want you to go to Pharaoh. I'm sending you. I want you to bring my people out of Egypt. And Moses backpedals. He's like, I'm not qualified. I stutter. Send my brother instead. And so for Jonah runs away. But for Moses, he begins to bargain with God. He tries to bargain with him. But the third response we see in scripture are people like Isaiah, where in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah hears the voice of God who says, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah doesn't ask, well, where are you sending me? He doesn't ask, is it a nicer climate? He doesn't ask, what's the cost of living? What's the pay range? What does vacation time look like? Instead, he raises his hand basically and says, here I am, send me. And so I want to encourage you to be thinking about, is that the kind of response that you want to have going into February to say, God, whatever you want to do, you can interrupt me, you can use me, I'm available, my time, my money, my relational capital, whatever that is, God, you've got all of me. Well, for Isaiah, it didn't happen by accident. For Isaiah, it was a response of being in the presence of God. In Isaiah 6, he saw God for who he was. He saw God high and lifted up, and seeing God for how amazing he is moved him internally. That's why we love spending 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, focusing on scripture, because we believe if we see God, we'll be moved by him. But also what happened for Isaiah is once he saw God, he saw himself for who he was. He saw the sin that was in his life. He saw the areas that were hurtful in his relationship with God. And so he allowed God to cleanse him. He allowed God to purify him. So he saw God, he saw himself, and he experienced the grace of God. I love what happens in this passage where this angel figure takes this coal from the fire, not to burn him, but to build him. And he touches it to his lips where his sin was. And the angel says this, your guilt is taken away. Your guilt, it is taken away. And so I want to encourage you today as we get ready for February, I believe that God wants to use you. I really do. I believe the best is yet to come. That no matter how well January went, or if you failed in all the things that you thought that you would do better in, the best is yet to come. So today, would you spend some time seeing God for who he is? Would you see where you're at? How am I doing really? And would you allow the grace of God to intersect with the sin in your life and him to cleanse you and be ready for him to use you? Don't be like Moses that tries to bargain with God. Don't be like Jonah that tries to run from God. Let's be like Isaiah that says, I want to partner with him. Well, thanks again for being on the podcast today. If you're in the Sugar Hill area, we do have an incredible weekday preschool here on our campus. It is phenomenal, and we've got a few spots going into the next school year. And so if you're interested in that, please check out the website, contact Julie Whaley and her team, and they'd love to tell you a little bit more about this incredible, incredible offering and ministry. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.